the Rav said, the Rav wanted to answer the question, Ramban's question, that how could you say Sefer Darbon Lekula if according to the Rambam you're always over a Deraisa? So the Rav said very beautifully, he said, let's say for instance you have Basar B'Chalav Midrabbanan, and then you have a Suffolk in the Basar B'Chalav like Nishbach, so it'll be a Suffolk Darbon. But the Suffolk first falls on the Cheftza Shel Isra Midrabbanan, and there you Paskin Makul. And that's why you're not over Los Osos. Okay, so Jonathan asked the question. He says, let's say you have a suffix, whether or not the Chacham were Gozer. I don't know. Maybe they weren't Gozer. It was just a minute that happened to generate itself. Or maybe it was Xeris Chacham. So would you say in such a case, the same idea that it's considered a suffix first on Derabbanan, or would you say maybe that's a suffix in the use of Los Osir itself? Of course, in the suffix if there's Los Osir. Right? Good question. It doesn't really disturb the Rav's answer, because even if I should say that in that case it's a suffix on Los Osir, so the Rav answered that for most of the cases in Shas, you can't ask a kasha on Sefer Darbon. But then you'd have to know that in that case that you don't say Lekula. So it doesn't really stop the answer for the Rambam, but it's a curiosity. Mm-hmm. It's an intellectual curiosity. I would say like this, that in that case, the suffix is, did the Rabbanan implement their powers? If they implemented their powers, then there's Basar Of as a Cheftza Shel Isra Midrabbanan. If they didn't implement the powers, there is no such thing as a Basar Of that's also Midrabbanan.
Right.
So the suffix is always going to be, is there Basar Of that's also Midrabbanan?
Right.
So you're back to the same thing. The suffix is in the Issa Drabbanan, does it exist or not?
Just going,
do you know what I mean? The question is, does this shame Issa exist? That's the question. Because if they implemented their laws, then it does. And if they didn't, then it doesn't. So the suffix is still going to boil down to, does this Chal HaShem, Basar Of, exist as a Chal HaShem? Right? So it's a suffix in that Chal HaShem. So it'll be the same thing. That's the way I see it.
So what would it need to be in order for it to be a suffix in the actual Derecha?
Okay, good. I see you don't stop with that question. I guess what would be if you had a machlokus in Lo Susser itself.
But they could be an authoritative body to implement.
Right. If you had a machlokus in Lo Susser itself, could the Chacham do this or not? Then, although maybe that's, help me out.
The difference is the same question.
Same, it's going to be the same thing anyways, huh?
No, it's not going to be the same thing. Because then it's a universal question about...
It's a universal question about Los Osir.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're still not asking if Los Osir is Rabban.
The Shaila is still about the...
It's still about the Rabban.
It's about the powers of Los Osir?
Yeah.
It's called Shaloi on a conceptual device of question, but
right.
The Shaila in like a Ra is a
right.
question in the Rabban.
Right.
Right, that's like that question if you have a suffix whether there's the Rosh Hashanah, which is the Raisa question, which would end up resulting in a Nisa Darabanan.
Right.
It's considered so a Darabanan.
It's like a Darabanan. Right. Okay. Let's take the next question. I think it has to do with this question, too. question. Ramban's second question is that that aren't you better off being over a Doraisa than a Drabban? Because if you're over a Doraisa, you're over only one lav. But if you're over a Drabban, you're over a Drabban and a Doraisa. Right, that's the Ramban's second question. This is a little harder to answer than the first one of Safek Drabban Lakula. Okay, what do you say about this one?
I don't really understand that question, because isn't the Drabban just an expression of the Doraisa? It's not like it's a new thing. It'd be just like, you know, a piece of non-kosher meat is a particular within the laws of kashrus, but it's not like I'm over for eating this piece of meat and I'm over, you know, nevela or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's not like you're overeating this piece of meat, which is a nesed rabbanon, and you're also over lo sasa.
Isn't the rabbanon just an expression of lo sasa? Isn't that what lo sasa
is? What do you mean it's an expression of lo sasa? The Rambam said, what is the lashon Rambam? For over, get the Rambam?
Where is it? In Mamre?
Mamre. He says, "Echad varm shalom lo'osam epi yeshmua, v'heim tar shabal pev, echad varm shalom lo'osam epi daitan, b'achas min amidos shatar nadreshes mohem, v'nir b'ineyem shadin b'dov azeh kachu, v'echad varm sh'osu osan siyog l'torah, v'lefi ma'asha asho atzricha, v'heim ha'gzeris v'atakonos ha'menogos, b'chol echad v'echad mishlosh dvarm elu, mitzvah saseh lishmo alahem. For over akolachas mehen, over below saseh. And the lo saseh is shelah lo saseh is lo saseh.
Right, what's...
Okay.
What do you see over on the abundant also?
And you get naseh, if you do it. The Drabban itself. Like they said, that Basar B'Chalav is a nisa.
And Lo Sasa.
What?
And they said, listen to them. Isn't that
right.
Lo Sasa? But isn't that, why is that another thing?
It's another thing. Because now this is a new, in other words, like the Rambam says later, that whenever they make a Drabban, they can't say that it's a Doraisa. They have to say this is different.
Right.
Right, but it's an instance.
So it's a different issa. So you're over the different issa, and you're also over lo sasa.
But isn't the different issa an instance of lo sasa? Isn't that what they're saying?
No.
But what difference does it make?
Lo sasa is you're breaching them as gabras. They
right.
have the ability. That's
exactly.
And then it's the issa is in terms of their specific legislation.
That's correct.
Well, let's say you do like a borer on Shabbos. You don't say you're over on Borer and you're over on Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Right, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha has 39 categories. One of them is Borer. So you did Borer and you're over on Lo Sasa Kol Malacha.
That's different.
It's like you have Lo Sasa, and Lo Sasa has many Derabanans. When you do one of Derabanans, you violate Lo Sasa. You're not violating both.
Why aren't you violating both?
There's Derabanan, there's many different cases, there's many different instances
but
of Lo Sasa.
But let's say they say, if they say this is a Cheftah Shalissim Derabanan,
right.
And it's not a Cheftah Shalissim Derabanan. And it's distinguished. So they're establishing a new Chefta Shalissa.
Which is a way to violate Lo Sasa.
I don't see what that means. You're violating two things. They created an Issa. You're violating that, certainly. Because the Issa has a structure, and this structure, yeah, when they're upon an act, their legislation, they have to say that this structure is not the same as any structure of the
right.
Torah, otherwise they'll be able to baltosef.
I know, but they're really just creating like specific instances, structures there upon them, that when you violate them, you're violating Los Sasser as a...
So that's worse.
It's
a shame Issa Drabon, it's a shame Issa. When they create the Issa Drabon, they have to say, even though this is Usser,
right.
it's structure is not a violation of the Torah. It's a violation, it's a separate kind of a violation.
It's a violation of Lo Sasa, though.
No, you're not thinking straight. the thing that they create midrabbanon is not los asa. That's a separate. They have a right to create a system of issa.
Right.
So you have a cheftza shel issa midrabbanon, and then you have los asa midraisa. You have both. Ramban's logic is simple.
But who cares?
One and one is two.
Just the Durban straight up. Who cares? Why do you even care if you violate the Durban? It's not necessary.
Pardon what? God cares.
No, he doesn't. Oh, because
the Ramban's cash is clear. It's as clear as one and one is two. He's saying.
That is his
cash. He's simply saying that the love of Lo Sosser is not inferior to the love of Chazer.
Right.
So, okay. there you go, one.
Yeah, good.
And now you have an additional drabanan. So you're over a drabanan and a deraisa. So that certainly is worse than just being over a deraisa. So you should. So it's not as bad to be over a deraisa. It's not as bad to be over a deraisa than to be over a drabanan. Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere with this type of thinking. Just get us more into muddled thought. That's right. If a guy did an Aver Midrabanan, he has to do tshuva twice. Once on the chait Midrabanan, and once on the chait of violating Los Osso.
Tshuva, you can always do that.
What do I care if you can always do? What do
guy
As a matter of fact, in Chalos Shame, it's a mitzvah Midrashim. Like the Rav said, if you learn Megillah, you're not being Mekayim Talmud Torah, it's not the Raisa. No, because the Torah recognizes this as Torah. Okay. So the Rambam says like this. In other words, you can question me on it, and maybe the Rav meant something else.
Isn't Mamram again?
What?
Isn't Mamram we quoted
from? Mamram, yeah. Perek Beis. Halacha Tes. Ho'ol v'yesh l'beis din l'gzor v'lesor dover ha'mutter. The Yamod Yisur Ladoros, the Chen Yesh Lahen Lahatir Yisur Torah Lefisha, Mahu Zeh Shatorah Shehizhira Torah, Lo Sosif Alo Velo Sigroi Men, Shelo Lahosif Al Divrei Torah Velo Lagro Mehen, the Lekvoa Hadover La Olam Shehumin HaTorah, Bein B'Torah Shebechsav, Bein B'Torah Shebal Peh, Keitzad, Harei Array cos of Batora Los of Ashul Gedi Bachalevimo Umi Piash Molam the Shazak cos of Osal of Ashul Velechol Bosso Beyacholov Bain Bissar Behemo, Bain Bissar Chayo Avo Bosso of Mutabachol Nato. Now here's the key. In Yavo, based in the Yatir Bissar Chayo Bacholov Rezvigorea. Then yeso b'sara of the yomer shehu b'chlal hagedi v'hu osur min haTorah hareza mosif avolim omar b'sara of mutter min haTorah v'anu ne'esor oso. We're placing an issur on it. V'nodia la'om shehu gzeira. It's not a regular issur. It's not an issur d'oraisa. Shelo yovo min adover churva, the yomer b'sar ha'of mutter, b'nei shelo yomer b'sar ha'of mutter b'nei shelo nesparish b'tora kach hachaya muteris sherei lo nesparish. Okay. Yeah. That's the Rambam's description. And he goes on and he says that. The Yavo Achaloma Af Pesar Behema Mutter Chutzmina Eiz. The Yavo Achaloma Af Pesar Eiz Mutter Shalom Amar Aleimo Sheimino. The Yavo Achaloma Af Becholav Eiz Sheina Imo Mutter Shalom Amar Aleimo. Lefichach Nesar Kol Bosa Becholav Afilu Bosa Besar Of Ein Zem Mosif Ela Osis Yog Latorah Vechein Kol Kayotze Bosa. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have a clear understanding of Baltosa. Yeah.
Okay. So let's take a case. The Chachamim say that Besar Oaf is Asur only Midrabban. Okay. So when I do the Maisa Avera, what kind of a Maisa Avera do the Chachamim say it is? Drabban. But implicitly, I'm being over Lo Sasa.
Correct.
But that the Isser is not a Maisa of Lo Sasa.
Right.
The Isser Maisa is the Drabban.
Right.
Because that's what they produce.
Yeah.
But there's no Isser Maisa of Lo Sasa.
Unless they would say we're going against you.
Right, unless they would say that there's an Issa Deraisa here, which they can't say.
Or the person does doing the Issa saying, I am doing this to go against your
authority.
That's
the Ramban. That's Ramban's idea. But the Ram doesn't have that idea. So it's an Issa She'ain Bo Maisa. You see? It's an implicit Issa. And the same thing with the Kiyamaseh. Like the Rav gave an example. He says, if a person eats matzah on the night of Pesach, so he's mekayim kedoshim to you. So he gets two mitzvahs. Mitzvah matzah, mitzvah kedoshim to you. So he said, no, the mitzvah kedoshim to you is like an implicit kiyum. But explicitly, he only has one maisa mitzvah. That's the maisa mitzvah of matzah.
Right.
Same thing over here. That if you listen to the Chachamim, you mekayim and I say... But what you really makayim is the Rabbanan. But implicitly you makayim, and I say. So it's not the same system of all lavin. In other words, the lav of Lo Sosur expresses itself in an Isser Maisa Rabbanan and an implicit denial of Lo Sosur. So there's no Maisa Vera on Lo Sosur. Maisa Avera is under the Rabban, but it's implicit that he's denying the Lo Sasa. So there's no Maisa Avera of Lo Sasa. That's why it's not worse.
Why is implicit any better than...
Because implicit simply means that you're stripping, it's a different type of being over. In other words, you're being over that in your mind you don't respect the Lo Sasa. So that's like you're wiping out a lava of the Torah. But you're not wiping it out by Yadayim, or Yaday Maisa. Maisa you're doing, you're violating what the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to do. But with that, you're implying that there's no Lo Sasa. You follow? So there's no Maisa there on Lo Sasa. So that's why if you're over a Rabbanan, it's not worse than you being over a lav mit rice. Because a lav mit rice, you over be a dayim feet chazal.
Yeah.
That's at around once.
Even though you are punishable for that implicit thing, because Lo Sasa.
That's right. That's right. Even though you're denying it, that but it's a different kind of a being over in a lav. It's a different kind of being over in a lav. And the same thing is true when they say that this is deraisa. Because why don't you say, I can answer Ramban's kasha, say, when they say it's deraisa, so there's two deraisas. Lo Sasur and Lav Midaraisa.
Right.
But the answer is there's no two deraisas. That's double talk. There's only the deraisa. But since they said that it's an Issa deraisa, and you're violating it, you're denying the institution implicitly of Lo Sasa. It's an implicit denial. So that is not, that you can't say it's like eating chazer. It's a different kind of a denial.
But still you're over too.
No, yeah, but it's not the same thing. Because his question was, it's like being over Chazar and a Drabana. But it's not, because the Deraisa, you're not really... In your Maisa, you're only over a Drabana. In the Maisa Issa, it's only Drabana. But with that, there's parenthetically a denial, not al yaday maisa, but it's implied from what you did. Implied from what you did is that you don't give credence to lo sasa. So that's a different type of violation. That's not a violation of an ordinary love.
So that makes it not 1 + 1?
That's right. That's right. That takes away the 1 + 1.
You're using the word implicit. You use the word implicit, right? But aren't there isurei d'oraisa that you're over without a maisa? Like here, like kina, sina.
Well, those are maisa.
No, it's here.
No, kina is...
Sinabalev. This isn't the
no, but it's
that.
Direct confrontation. It's a direct...
No,
yeah. It's an emotion. It's you're not allowed to have... That's considered like a mice. You're not allowed to have that emotion of hating the guy.
That's
not
implied.
I mean, yeah,
that's the guy. That's just the
right.
form of this expression of the right. iser.
That is considered a mice?
Yeah.
Hear her is considered
absolutely.
A mice?
Absolutely. Sure.
Hear her k'maisa dami, we pass it that way?
No, that's not Tirka Maisadami. That's where the Torah says you should not have this state of mind existing in you. Tirka Maisadami is where the Torah says don't steal, and you're Mahara about steal. You're thinking, you know, we'll sit down and work out a plan how to steal
right.
about a robber
right
bank.
The vault, right.
So that's not an answer. You didn't rob the bank.
But Kina and Sino would be an Isser Belay? Over an issue
that's right, that's an issue of life, yeah.
And you'd be over an issue of the RS?
Absolutely.
So,
sure
why
assume.
Over there do you call that, why is it that, why can't you say it's implicit over there?
No,
because that is a tura. It has a tura.
What is when there's an implication to your action? That's an implication to something is implied. That's exactly what it is. It's a secondary.
In other words, with the institution of Lo Sasa, the Torah gave the Chachamim a right to coin the Maisa of Error. So when they coin the Maisa of Error as Drabanan, that's it. That's the Maisa of Error. Implicitly, you're denying Lo Sasa. Just like implicitly, if you eat matzah, you're Mekayim Kedoshim to you. But it's a different type of a Kiyam. That example the Rav gave. Okay, so that would answer the Ramban's question.
Not a question on this far, but just something that came out of it.
Yeah.
It's
like if you misspell, so you mekayim kedoshim to you. So, but tefillah is not a maisa of kedoshim to you. It's a maisa mitzvah of tefillah. But implicitly, you have a kiyum asay of kedoshim to you. Same thing over here. The asay of lishmoa ledivrei chachamim is an asay too, al pi haTorah. So that's an implicit thing that you have that asay that you're in line with that. But the maisa mitzvah is not a maisa mitzvah asay of lishmoa ledivrei chachamim, because otherwise you'd have to say that I should go run do the rabbans. To be the kind of derisive of al pi haTorah she'iruha. You see, but you don't do that. You don't say I'm going to do a derabanan because I want to be the kind of the derisive of al pi haTorah she'iruha. Because there's no maisa like that. That's not a maisa of al pi haTorah she'iruha. It's an implicit kiyum. It's a different type of a kiyum on mitzvahs. Good? Okay, it's the Rav, sir.
I thought you weren't hiding behind the Rav.
That's right, I didn't want to hide behind the Rav. I want to let you guys attack me.
No, well, he wanted to give the Rav credit if we accepted it.
That's right. If it's good, it's the Rav. If it's bad, I take responsibility.